It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, have the tides have turned. The Rams have gotten healthy. The Seahawks are struggling. And all of a sudden, the NFC West is wide open. Seahawks, Rams. November football is here. Let's get to it. Rambly talk starts right now.
Maybe you from the 1970s when the Los Angeles Rams was known as the Prison Foursome because of that defensive line. Or maybe you were in the city of St. Louis, the gateway to the Midwest, where the greatest show on turf brought home the first ever Super Bowl championship. Or maybe you're in the here and now, with the Rams back in LA, winners of Super Bowl 56. You can rock Eric Dickerson. You can rock Marshall Faulk, Isaiah Bruce, and Kurt Warner. Or maybe you rocking Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford. It doesn't matter, but when it comes to this, it's all about the Los Angeles Rams. Horns up, Rams house. Time to talk Rams football.
Good afternoon, Ram Nation. How's my Ramley doing? It's good to be back to do Ramley talk. Thank y'all for those who reached out on me on Facebook from the Rams Nation to offer me to get better. I'm not fully there yet, about 85-90% there. But I do appreciate the love and support that y'all show me during my time of being under the weather. So, yes, I'm back for Rambly Talk this week as we use Halloween. Happy Halloween out there to all the everybody out there. Be safe out there tonight. To all the trick-or-treaters, be safe out there, especially the kids. Be safe. Want you to have fun. Want you to enjoy it. But be safe as well, first and foremost. Now that I got that out of the way, those of you who are new to listening to Ramley Talk, what if you listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio? Thank y'all for tuning in. If you're watching the video on the Playmaker Sports Network YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button. That way you can get all the content that we do for Rams football, if you like college football as well, and if you enjoy basketball. So go ahead and do that as well. But thank y'all for tuning in today. We're going to talk about what took place on Thursday Night Football. Big win for the Los Angeles Rams. Look forward to the NFC divisional matchup with the only team we haven't played in our division, with the Seattle Seahawks. Speaking of the NFC West, that division is wide open. Who would ever thought at this moment in time? So we're going to get into all that. But first thing we want to talk about is we got one news to talk about. And it's this one. The Rams have granted permission for Tre'Davious White and his agent to seek trade because Tre'Davious White doesn't like the situation. And those of you who are new to Ramley Talk, if I do any news, it's coming from Stu Jackson, who is the staff senior writer for the Los Angeles Rams. So anytime I do news, I get it from Stu, from the Los Angeles Rams app, and I bring it to the forefront here, as we're doing right here, right now. Says here, Rams head coach Sean McVay on Monday said the team has allowed cornerback Tre'Davious White and his agent to explore trades, and that they've discussed it. White, 29, has been inactive as a healthy scratch each of the Rams' last three games. He last played in week four against the Chicago Bears, and he has had 12 total tackles with two pass defense in four games that he has played this year. He started off four of those games, by the way. Sean McVay said, while they'd like to keep Tre'Davious White, they also understand if he wants to seek an opportunity elsewhere to compete, They're fine with that. Sean Mazay says, quote, he's been such a pro about the way he's handled, obviously, and not an ideal situation for him. If you guys saw the way he practiced, the way that he has been a pro in every sense of the word and approaches some things where he has been active. He has not been active in the past 3 weeks. A guy wants an opportunity to compete, and we love him here. We'll like to keep him here, but if that is something that he and his agent wants to be able to explore, we'll obviously respectfully understand that. And so the answer is yes. We've allowed them to be able to talk to some teams to see if there is a trade possibility. Close quote. You've been inactive for the last three games, and the team has been playing some better football, to say the least, if we're being completely honest. The injuries to Tre'Davious White has not kept Tre'Davious White as the same cornerback that he was in Buffalo. It's a shame, but injuries happen. And when you have the multitude of injuries that he has had, your game is not the same. Okay? It is what it is. But one thing is good to know is that the trade talks around Cooper Kupp have died. The trade talks around Matthew Stafford have died. So, with that being said, are we trading for anybody? Are we trading anybody? Because Tuesday coming up, November 5th, which is also election day, get out and vote. Do your job. Do your due diligence and vote. Any trades going to happen with the Los Angeles Rams before the trade deadline on November 5th? That's the question. You know, Leslie likes to make trades. He don't care about picks. Or maybe that thought process has changed since we went through our low that we went through after we captured the Super Bowl. Just interesting things to think about, interesting things to talk about with fellow Ram Nation members, you know, the Ramley here, you know. Do we trade anybody? Do we trade for anybody? You know, we can see anything that can happen. And you know, Les Snead, he's always working behind the scenes because for some odd reason, from whatever the case may be, he is the one that pulls out of nowhere a trade that nobody expected. Von Miller, we didn't expect to get Von Miller. OBJ, we damn sure didn't expect to get OBJ at that moment in time. Les Snead will put out trades that will blow everybody's mind, but like, how in the hell did he pull that off? That's why I love Nestle as IGM. But maybe Les Snead's going to dial it back a bit. We don't know. But it's an interesting thought to have now that we're talking about Tre'Davious White seeking a trade so that he can play and compete. And it's not working with the Rams right now. So just want to get that in there. And now, Thursday Night Football. I didn't do a show last week, obviously. So I will say this before I continue on. Look, the defense, excellent job against the Las Vegas Raiders. Turnover Minshew 3 times. All turnovers turned into points, even including a fumble. Including a scoop and score for a touchdown. Offense not putting the ball in the end zone. Very concerning. I do love the fact that Sean McVay continues to run the ball and not have Stafford throw the ball so much. But offense was shaky against the Raiders. Defense was on point. Special team was on point. Good. Got a dub come out the bye week. Now we're on a short week. We got to play the Minnesota Vikings. This is going to be a tough one because the Minnesota Vikings, they come off of their first loss of the season against the Detroit Lions. And we're trying to turn our season around. Went into the bye week, 1-4. Got the win against the Raiders. That put us 2-4. But we're still trying to turn the ship around with the NFC West still wide open. How did that work out? Well, 30-20, the Rams win. Of course, we know we all watched. We seen what happened. Of course, people are going to talk about the face mask that wasn't called. It was a face mask. So we're going to be completely. Brian Young, you did grab the face mask. You even knew you grabbed the face mask, but the refs didn't see it, so they didn't call it. So a lot of the focal point is the refs missing calls and the fact that Sam Darnold did not get the proper opportunity to drive the team down the field, score a touchdown, go for 2, and try to send the game in overtime. All that's been well and good. What most people are not talking about was the fact that the Rams, let's take away the safety, okay? Let's take away the safety, all right? Let's just say the final score is 20-28. Nobody's talking about the fact that the Rams dominated the Vikings in the second half. The Rams outplayed the Vikings in the second half. The Rams outscored the Vikings, but we taking away the safety, 14-6 in the second half. 14-6 in the second half. In the second half, the Vikings can only get 2 field goals. So we can talk about Sam Darnold not getting the proper opportunity, but y'all put yourself in that position to begin with, because whatever y'all did in the first half, y'all couldn't do it in the second half. You only scored 6 points in the second half before you got to the final drive. You was getting outplayed by the Rams. So let's call it what it is. Despite the missed call, the Vikings were outplayed by the Rams in the second half. There's nothing else to it. 386 of total yards for the Rams, 276 for the Vikings. Matthew Stafford did have a turnover, but it didn't cost us that much. 26 first downs to 17 first downs. The Rams controlled the ball for more than 7 minutes more than the Vikings. These are things that hindered the Vikings in the second half. Remember, the Rams outscored them 14-6 before that final safety. Sam Darnold, 18 for 25, 240, 2 touchdowns. Aaron Jones, 19 carries for 58 yards. That's 2 yards a carry or 3 yards a carry. Like, y'all couldn't have a run game. Man, Justin Jefferson, that dude's a stud. That's like the number one receiver in the freaking league. 8 catches, 115. But he didn't get an end zone, though. That's the main thing. We didn't allow him to get an end zone. Matthew Stafford, 25 for 34, 279, 4 touchdowns in the pick that we talked about earlier, but he threw 4 touchdowns. 2 to DeMarcus Robinson, 1 to Cooper Kupp, and 1 to Kerryon Williams. And speaking of Kerryon Williams, 23 carries, 97 yards. I like the balanced attack. Okay. Blake Corum got him some touches. So we carried, I think if I remember correctly, we had a total of 33 carries for like 100 and something yards. But you're talking about 33 rushes. And Matthew Stafford threw the ball 34 times. I love the balance that Sean McVay is doing. He has continuously to stay balanced, which is all we ask for when it comes to Sean McVay. Stay balanced, sir. Just stay balanced, all right? We get it. We got Matthew Stafford, and he can make all the arm make-up throws and all this good stuff. But can we stay balanced, please? The Rams had 32 carries for 107 yards. So Stafford threw the ball, what, 2 more times than we ran the ball. We have no problem with that. It's a balance effect. And we had Puka Nacua come back, 7 receptions for 106 yards. Also, the aforementioned Cooper Kupp, he came back. He got him a scoring touch. He caught him a touchdown from Matthew Stafford. It was great. The distribution of offense by the Rams, led by Sean McVay, who is the head man of the offense. Very, very well done. Cooper Kupp had 5 catches, 51 yards with that touchdown. DeMarcus Robinson only had 2 catches, both of them were touchdowns. Okay. We distributed the ball. We had like 7, 8, maybe 9 different players catch passes from Matthew Stafford. We seen Blake Corum in a running game. We seen Kerryon Williams in a running game. Love what we're doing. This is what we want to do. That's all. That's all we want. Okay. And plus, with this win, thanks to Sean McVay's offense and the defense playing better in the second half, Sean McVay is the winningest coach in Rams history. Most wins in franchise history, Sean McVay is number one now, because that win over the Vikings was his 80th win as the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, passing John Robertson with 97. Chuck Noll was third with 72, and then Mike Martz with 56. Good job, Sean McVay. Great job. This team is rolling on a 2-game winning streak. Great job. All right. Now, with that being said, we're going to take our commercial break here, because when we come back, We're talking a big game in the Pacific Northwest, a divisional matchup with a lot on the line.
The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant? Weather. Devastating tornadoes ripped through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy, and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network proudly presents The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday morning beginning April 29th at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. Poppy J.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying, but this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. Everything. Like Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah, they want that fire. Poppy J and Wise El Jefe, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Lids.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green and the Jets wore green. That's how I became a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. On YouTube and where you can find all podcasts.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Ramley Talk here on this Halloween, October 31st, 2024. Shout out to those who are going to be treating y'all. Be safe out there. And also, we got Thursday Night Football. The Houston Texans going against the New York Jets up in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And by the way, since I am doing the LA Rams show, it would be remiss for me to not congratulate the Los Angeles Dodgers on winning the World Series last night. Coming back from a 5-0 deficit to defeat the New York Yankees 7-6 to capture their eighth World Series title. And they're second in four or five years. Congratulations to the Dodgers. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this week, the LA Rams are traveling to the Pacific Northwest to take on NFC West Division rival, the Seattle Seahawks. Now, before we get to the game, look at the standings in the NFC West. The Arizona Cardinals lead the way at 4-4 with a win over the San Francisco 49ers and a win over the Rams. They haven't played Seattle yet. San Fran, by virtue of beating the Seattle Seahawks, so they have that tiebreaker. And then you have the Rams sitting in the basement as of right now. I have a game behind those three. Here's the interesting part. Well, we already beat San Francisco. We lost to Arizona. And this is our first meeting with the Seattle Seahawks. So a win here can go a very, and I do mean a very long way. So obviously we have the Rams and Seahawks going against each other. San Francisco 49ers are on a bye week. And the Arizona Cardinals will be hosting Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears, who's looking to take get their taste out their mouth on that up on that Hail Mary loss in the nation's capital against the Washington Commanders. So that game could go either way as well. So that's how big this game is, ladies and gentlemen. As for us, the Rams find themselves as a 1.5 favorite on the road against the Seattle Seahawks. Surprising that may be, and it is surprising because it is Seattle. We are going there, but maybe what the Buffalo Bills did in Seattle maybe had people thinking different about the Seahawks now all of a sudden. I mean, the Buffalo Bills had their way with Seattle. I do believe they beat Seattle 31-10. Bills Mafia took over Lumen Stadium or Lumen Field in Seattle. Not a good game. Geno Smith, 21-29, 212 on the interception. He was also the leading rusher with 5 carries for 16 yards. That is abysmal. Your leading rusher is your quarterback and is only 16 yards. That is abysmal. James Cook for the Bills had a great game. 17 carries, 111 rushing yards, and 2 touchdowns. Josh Allen, 24-34, 283, 2 touchdowns and an interception. So a balanced attack from the Buffalo Bills was the detriment to the Seahawks. The Seahawks have been struggling as of late. They started out 3-0, and they have been 1-4 since their 3-0 start. The Rams, sitting at 3-4, can make things very interesting for the Seahawks and for the NFC West. Now, here's all the at this season statistics, okay? Seahawks are averaging close to 24 points a game. The Rams is close to 21. You see the passing yards. You see the rushing yards. You see defense with sacks and interceptions. But, hey, this is a divisional game. You can get rid of all that. Matthew Stafford closing in on 1,700 passing yards with 7 touchdowns and 5 interceptions through 7 games. Geno Smith closing in on 2,200 passing yards with 8 touchdowns and 7 picks. Ugh. He's throwing a touchdown in every game, but he almost throwing a pick in every game, too. You see Kenneth Walker, who's been in and out of the lineup for the Seahawks, just over 300 rushing yards with 6 touchdowns. DK Metcalf, who is crushing for this game, but I do see him on the field. You see Tutu Atwell, the leading receiver, because we didn't have Puka Nacua and we didn't have Cooper Kupp for like 4 games, 5 games. And Kareem Williams, who has scored a touchdown in every game this season, including receiving, over 500 yards rushing with 8 touchdowns. So, should be an interesting matchup on Fox at 425. We need to keep rolling. We need to keep rolling because we keep rolling, ladies and gentlemen. We move to 4-4 on the year. That will put us above the San Francisco 49ers because we already beat them. That'll drop the Seattle Seahawks down to 4-5. And if the Bears go into the desert and knock out the Arizona Cardinals, that'll drop them to 4-5. And guess what? Through 9 weeks of the NFL season, all of a sudden the Rams are sitting in number one. The Rams will literally jump from 4-1 in a span of hours on Sunday, if they can beat the Seattle Seahawks and the Bears beat the Arizona Cardinals. That's how massive this game is. And I expect us to win this game. If we take the blueprint we've been playing, which is the blueprint that the Buffalo Bills implemented against the Seattle Seahawks, balance on offense, pass run, making sure we get a running game, make sure we hit our passes and not overuse Matthew Stafford. Play good defense. We didn't have Aaron Jones go off on us. Justin Jones did his thing, but Aaron Jones didn't go off on us. Maybe we can do the same thing to Kenneth Walker, making sure that Gio continues to throw those interceptions. This is where he throw touchdowns. Turn those interceptions into some points and make sure that Seattle understands that this is not their division. This is our division, and we are here to come take it. We are healthy, okay? Cam Korn, with his knee injury that he suffered against the Vikings, he looks good. They're saying that he's on track to play. So we are getting healthy, okay? Joe Noteboom, he's probably still going to miss this game if I remember correctly. But we're getting healthy. And we're getting healthy at the right time. We at the mid-rate point of the season. This is week 9. Okay, but we already had our bye, which kind of sucks. But we're at week 9, so it is what it is. ESPN Analytics has it 50.3% in favor of the Rams to 49.3% in favor of the Seahawks. Can't argue with that, but this game is very important for the Rams. A win here and a Cardinals loss, the Rams will be sitting in first place all of a sudden going into week 10. Hold your horses. We're not done. And the schedule. And the schedule is favorable for us for most of the part. I think the tough games we have left will be the Philadelphia Eagles. That's in week 12. The Buffalo Bills, I think that's week 14. And then we talking about, let me see. After we play the Seahawks, we got the Dolphins on Monday night. We go to New England. The Eagles at home. We'll go to the Saints. We host the Bills. We go to the 49ers on a Thursday night. We go to MetLife Stadium to visit the Jets. We got the Cardinals at home, and we got the Seahawks at home. That's not a daunting schedule whatsoever. So we can get first place by the end of Sunday. We're working with something here. We can make some things happen. So we're not done. We're going to see if the Rams make any trades. We're going to see if the Rams do anything at the trade deadline and what the case may be. But other than that, get a win in the Pacific Northwest, which will be our first road win, by the way. Every road game we had, we lost. Detroit, close game, we lost. Chicago, close game, we lost. The only real game we didn't look good in is the Arizona Cardinals when they blew us out, blew the doors off, was it down in Arizona. Outside of that, most of our games have been close. Okay? 3 out of 4 losses have been one score losses. So we are in these games, and this was out Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua for 2 of those losses. So we be in games. Now can we take that other way and turn it into W's and take over this division? We shall see. But thank y'all for tuning in. Once again, y'all be safe out there on this Halloween day, holiday. That's going out to all the kiddies. Get your candy, have your fun. Dress up in your costumes, whatever the case may be. Be safe and have fun. And then until next week, hopefully the Rams do whatever they need to do. Get this dub. We'll see what Chicago and Arizona look like. And maybe when I come back next Thursday, we're sitting in number one in the division. If not, we'll be number two. But until then, the Playmaker signing off for this week. Y'all have a good one.
For tuning in to Rambly Talk. Rambly Talk is sponsored by Fanatics, Liz, and Paramount Plus. Get your favorite sports apparel with Fanatics or Lids, and get great streaming service with Paramount Plus. If you want to donate to the program, you can donate to us via Cash App, $DPlaymakers. That is again, $DPlaymakers. And remember, you can follow and subscribe to Rambly Talk on all podcast directories, including Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. And those of you who are on Apple, leave us a great review. Leave comments on how you feel about Rambly Talk in the episode that you listen to. Tune in again next time for more Rambly Talk, hosted by The Playmaker.
Gör våren mer sinnfull.se.